Hi guys, and welcome back to another handy video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you the new O. There is absolutely loads to show you in today's video, so I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you the new O from Handy. If you haven't seen the O before, it's Handy's newest toy, and more importantly, it's their first women's toy. Now, previously, Handy have only had the one toy on the market, and this was the Mal Handy Stroker, arguably one of the best hands-free strokers on the market. After having that success, they finally released their first women's toy. And ladies, you're definitely going to want to take a look at this because it has some really cool features, like being a mini speaker. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, firstly, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'll be showing you what you get when you buy the O, and I'll be showing you how to use it. Then I'm going to show you how to use it in audio mode and how to connect it to the Handy onboarding app. Then finally, I'll give you a little bit more information about the toy, and I'll try and give it a review from a guy's perspective. So as I say, there is absolutely loads to get through. I'm going to shut up and let you get into the unboxing video.
Okay guys, let's start off by showing you the outside of the box. I do like showing this because people do ask, is it discreet packaging? There was a shipping label, but there was no mention of the O on it. And as you can see, there is no mention on the box either. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. There are a few other products in here, but I am only going to be showing you the O. To see what else came with it, make sure to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell. If you haven't seen the Handy O before, this is their first women's toy. It can be paired with the men's toy, but we're going to cover that later in the video. So let's open it up and show you what's inside. Once you get the cellophane off and slide it out of the box, you can see on the back of the toy, it's got some instructions on how to use it. So let's now open up the box and show you what's inside. When you open it up, the first thing you'll see is a small box that has a storage bag inside. And behind the storage bag is an instruction manual. This is almost the same information as we saw on the back of the box. And whilst I'm here, I'm going to give you a quick look at the storage bag. I do like it when toy brands give you those as well. Moving on, we're going to see what else we get with a Handy O. The next thing you can see is obviously the Handy O itself. We'll move that to one side for a second as we're going to see what else is inside. Underneath the toy is our charging cable. This is a USB-C charging cable, which is good because if it ever gets damaged, you don't have to buy a specific replacement. The one that comes with the toy is USB-C to USB-C. So potentially you will need an adapter to be able to charge the toy. Or you can use a normal USB-C charging cable. One that charges your phone will work fine. Other than that, there's nothing left inside the box. Now what we're going to do is take a closer look at the O. So let's move everything out the way and show you how it works. The power button is located in the bottom left of the toy, and to turn your toy on, you need to hold it down. You'll know that the O is switched on because it's got a green light in the middle of the toy. There are four vibration levels, and to change these, all you need to do is push on the plus and minus button at the top and bottom of the toy. When you've reached the limit of the highest or the lowest, you'll see a red light when you push the button. There's also a left and a right arrow button. These change the frequencies of the toy. There are six in all, and to cycle through them, all you need to do is push the button left or right. You can increase the intensity of each frequency by pushing the plus and minus button. The only button left to show you is the action link button. This is located in the bottom right of the O. After you've connected your O to the Handy onboarding app, you will use the action button to swap between online and offline mode. If you want to charge the O, you will need to remove the cap at the bottom of the toy. This does just slide off, and once it's fully charged, put the cap back on. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself the O, there is a link in the description below or in my profile.
The next thing I'm going to show you is the audio mode feature.
So in this part of the video, I'm going to be showing you how to use the audio mode without opening the onboarding app. The first thing you're going to need to do is hold down the plus button. You'll notice that the light will turn on and it'll be a bluey green. Now what we're going to need to do is pair our toy with our phone. Obviously this bit is going to be slightly different on everyone else's phone. So I'm going to slide down on the menu and I'm going to hold the Bluetooth icon. This will bring up a list of everything that's been connected to your phone. And it'll also do a search for other things you can connect. As you can see at the bottom, under available devices is the Handy O. Give this a click and it'll pair your phone to the toy. You may then be asked to confirm that you want want to pair the toy. Click OK and complete the pairing. You'll then notice it moves up to the top of the list and says that it's connected. You'll also notice that the light on the toy is now blue. Now what I need to do is go to where my music's saved. As you can see, I have got lots of songs here, so all you need to do is select one and start it playing. What you'll notice is the song will start to play through the O. All the bass and treble in your song will make your toy react and vibrate. Now, one of the really cool features is you can control the volume level and which track is playing through the O. To do that, all you need to do is push the up and down button to control the volume, and to be able to skip back and forwards on the tracks, you just push the left and right button. You'll see on my phone screen at the top that I've just turned the volume up, and if I push the down button, it will also go down. Unfortunately, I can't let you listen to the music because I'll end up getting a copyright strike. You can also use this feature within the app. I'll show you how to do that later in the video. You don't have to use this feature just with music that's saved on your phone. You can use this with YouTube Music, Spotify, and other streaming services.
Moving on, the next thing I'm going to show you is how to connect your O to the handy onboarding app.
Okay guys, the first thing you need to do is make sure your Bluetooth is switched on, you've downloaded the handy onboarding app, and your O is switched on. Once you've done all that, you're ready to open the app. Once it has opened, you'll be asked to give Bluetooth permission to the app. Click on the Give Permission button and it will start to search for your O. This only takes normally a couple of seconds to find the toy. Once you can see that the O has been found, click on Connect. Again, this does only take a couple of seconds to connect to your toy. Once your toy has been successfully paired, it will say it's connected and complete. You will then be taken to the onboarding dashboard. The first thing you'll see is a number of pop-ups. These tell you what everything means on screen. You can skip through these or close them out completely. Don't worry, I will be covering what it said in this video. In the top right hand side of your screen, you can see Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, handy services and battery. This obviously gives you more information about the toy itself and how and what it's connected to. We can see under Bluetooth it says connected, and that's how we're connected to the toy. You can also see that we're not connected to Wi-Fi and we're not connected to the handy services. Don't worry, I will show you how to do that later in the video. If you want to be able to control your O from the app, all you need to do is click on the remote control button at the bottom of the screen. This will bring up a pop-up window with two slide bars, a start button and a stop button. Click on the start button and your toy will start reacting. By moving the slide bars left and right on the screen, it'll either increase or decrease the intensity and vibration level. When you finish using the O, click on the stop button and close out the window. Above the remote control button is the audio mode button. This will put your O into audio mode. If you want to see how this works, then check out the timestamps in the description below. The next thing I'm going to show you is how to connect your O via Wi-Fi. To do this, I'm going to click on the Change Wi-Fi button. This will bring up a list of all the Wi-Fi routers that the app's found. Select your Wi-Fi router and enter in your password. Once you've done that, click on the Connect button. Once your O has been connected, you'll then be able to update the firmware. We'll do this by clicking on the Update Available button. Click on Start and it will take about 5 minutes to update the firmware. You'll only need to do this when they've added new features or they've found a bug. Once the update is complete, click on the X and close out the window. Your toy will then reconnect to the app. In the middle of the screen is your connection key. This is used for other people to control your toy or connecting to third parties. Ideally, you don't want to share this with anyone you don't know. But if someone does get hold of it, like you can see mine, I can just generate a new one. All you need to do is click on the button next to it on the left hand side. You'll be given a new connection key and the previous one will be redundant. If you click on the Go Online button, you'll be taken to the Handy Feelings website. Once here, you can connect to other people's toys or you can have others connect to yours. You can also control it yourself and get access to other handy features. There will be more videos coming up in the future on the Handy Stroker, the O, and the apps and websites that work with them. So make sure to hit that subscribe button and notification bell for when they're released. And if you could share this video, it would be much appreciated. If you have been inspired to buy yourself an O, there is a link in the description below or on my profile.
So there you have it, guys. That's what you get when you buy the O from Handy. So moving on now to some of the boring information. It measures 115 millimeters from top to bottom and it's 35 millimeters thick. It weighs in at 110 grams. It comes with the O, a USB charging cable, a bag, and the manuals. It can take up to 90 minutes to charge the toy, and its continuous use life is up to 120 minutes. Now, I couldn't find an IPX rating on the website, but it does say it's splash resistant. And this means that the top half is fully waterproof, and the bottom half you're going to want to watch because it is obviously an open charging port. Okay, so I think that's the boring information out of the way. Let's get on to the review. Now, I do like this. I thought this was a really cool toy. Can guys use it? Not really. It obviously all depends on what sort of stimulation the guy likes. I don't know, maybe we could use it on our perineums or we could use it on our freelooms. I will be making a video on how to connect the O to the handy stroker. I was going to cover it in this video. It's long enough as it is, so I'm going to make another video on that. So make sure to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for when it's released. The reason why I do like this so much is it's like a Bluetooth speaker. It does actually play the music through the toy, and the bass and the treble is what makes the toy react. So to try and best explain it to you, it's like being in a car with a large subwoofer. And all those large heavy bass rumblings is like what this toy feels like. And if you don't like those rumbly sort of vibrations, you can also turn it on to more of a buzz. Now, when it comes to how loud the toy is, it's extremely quiet. As a standalone toy, it's almost silent. I'll give you a quick clip on how loud it is on standalone mode.
Okay, for those of you who can't see this, the toy is only sitting about 3 inches away from the microphone. I'm going to skip through each intensity level.
Unfortunately, I can't play a clip with music playing through it because obviously YouTube will give me a copyright strike. I will, however, try and make it available on my website. Personally, ladies, I think you're really going to like this toy. I see lots of you asking in groups, is there any really rumbly toys or is there really any fast buzzy toys? This does both. So yeah, definitely go and have a look on my website, listen to it and see what you think. If you have been inspired to buy yourself the O from Handy, there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Handy's profit should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.